Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
.336 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and now we're talking about the possibility of snow back in the picture, rolling in. Let me just see what the latest is before we chat with our media equalizer, Brian Maloney. All right, now, some places I'm simply seeing clouds, but I heard earlier snow. Well, we'll see, and we'll find out from Matt DiNardo at 8 News what the real scoop is. Either way, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., I'd urge you to be listening to Richmond's Morning News, hosted by Rich Herrera. A lot of folks reaching out to me over the last week saying, hey, we've been listening to Brian Maloney, the media equalizer, on your program forever. And now we're seeing him pop up on all sorts of television networks as well. What's going on with him? I thought, well, I should probably ask him. And luckily, he's here, so I will ask him. Brian, welcome, and what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
I don't know.
All right. Well, I'll just leave it there then. I don't know. I'm just getting a lot of people reaching out saying, hey, we love when Maloney is on Friday Eve, and now we turned on Fox here. We turned on this there, and there he is. So,
well, there you go.
Okay. All right. Well, apparently we're going to keep it under wraps, but I'm thinking of good stuff. That's all I'm going to say. All right. Now, last week when you were here, you were actually joining us from the White House.
Yeah.
What'd you come away with? Impressed with what the president and his team are doing? Disappointed? Mets? What do you think?
Well, you know, I came away with a pretty surreal but very realistic sense of what's going on, and a lot of inside scoops that I just don't think that is out there in the news media at all from either side. And that was, and it's concerning, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah. It is, you know, we've had a lot of people that he has hired leave because in various departments like DOJ and others, because they go in there, the environment is so hostile that they can't even be seen in the office because they're being monitored, they're being tracked. They can't have meetings with anyone inside the office because that's being logged and recorded. So they have to have their meetings in secret places outside of the building, or they can't do their jobs. And some of them are just quitting, and some really important people are quitting that are not necessarily people that, you know, your listeners have heard of before, but we're doing very important jobs at mid-level, you know, where it's totally necessary to function and to get some of the things done we wanted to get done. And they're just giving up because, you know, at what point do you realize I'm not going to be able to do this job? So it's that bad right now. And, you know, I'm reminded that we were at the same point essentially at around 2017. We were facing the same thing. And he kind of turned it around a little bit, but the point being that the deep state is alive and active and, you know, potentially violent as ever. They're just biding their time, waiting their turn to retake the top posts, but they still have control at the lower and mid levels, which is where most of the things get done on a daily basis. And that's, so it's very bad right now, actually. And, you know, on our side, what we have is basically complacency. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a lot of people who assume things must be going well if we've got, you know, this celebrity in this position and that famous influencer in that position at the top, and things must be getting done, and they're not getting done. And, you know, sometimes we can blame those folks at the top that he hired, and sometimes we can't. You know, sometimes some of them are not really pursuing the targets the way we need to because they're more concerned with getting their next cable talk gig or book deal. Okay. And then some of them are really trying and just running into roadblock after roadblock. So we're in tough shape right now. And, you know, I think that we also have a party that really isn't interested in winning elections. We don't see any sign of energy there, you know, and desire. Do you, Jeff? Do you see that from them?
And no, and again, though, I compare and contrast. I watched the president in Pennsylvania the other night. I thought he was firing on all cylinders. I thought he was driving the message home. But obviously, it's not a one-man show. You've got to have the team working. And so that's my concern. I guess I share it with you.
Yeah,
is that
team the
working?
Team. Well, the team isn't there, and that's the problem. And I agree with you about the other night, but that was the first one that he's done in a long time. And I really think that he should be back out on the road doing that on a regular basis. I really do, and not overseas. I really think the overseas trips need to stop for a long time. And, you know, okay, if there's a big, you know, deal that can be cut somewhere, great. And, you know, go do that real quick and come back. But most of the time needs to be focused here because the average American right now is in financial trouble, in financial distress.
Right.
People are struggling to pay their bills. The utility bills have gone through the roof. And we know who's really at fault at that. Are these, you know, governors and these bad policies in these states has a lot to do with it. But the bottom line is, who do people blame?
Yep.
You know, they blame the top, and that's how that's going to happen. And so people are struggling to pay bills. They're struggling to get by. Inflation is still present in a lot of areas, not everything anymore. Not, you know, I mean, got some prices coming down, gas, a few groceries have come down, some have not.
Right.
But you can't go out and have some kind of victory tour. But on the other hand, what you should be doing is getting back out there and re-engaging with the people. So that event the other night there, I would be doing 20 more of those around the country. If I were him, I'd be doing that right now. I'd be getting those organized. I really would.
Yeah, yeah. Brian Maloney joining us. Brian, of course, the media equalizer, one of the most talented talk show guys I've ever heard throughout the years, and more importantly, I think, somebody who has been very, very active in campaigns and organizing and getting people on the page. The president, however, is clearly not going to organize himself 40 different events. It is going to be something, I guess, he turns to somebody in the office and says, hey, I've got to go out and do these things. Then you do have to wonder if all these concerns that you're voicing are spot on. You have to worry if those people are going to say, well, we just can't make it work. Let's get back to doing something else, because they don't really care about what his agenda is.
Well, that's just it. It's a mix of people. Of the small team that he does have, it's a mix of people who want to do good things but are thwarted at every turn, and people who were bad hires and want to undermine him at every turn and should have never been put in their positions.
Right.
So those are the two groups that we have right now. And I got to tell you that sometimes it's a little bit of a surprise who's on which team. You know, sometimes the people that you thought were maybe bad players are not so bad. And sometimes the people you thought were going to do something are on the dark side. So, you know, it's a confusing game of trying to keep score from day to day. And, you know, it's not easy to do. It's just it's not easy to keep track of. But I feel like I got a very insider sense of what was going on. And I'm telling you a lot of things today, Jeff, that I don't think you've been hearing in the news media at all, because I don't think even our own people get this right now. I don't think they understand. You got to be in and around the town and what a weird place it is to really grasp it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Well, yeah, it's always been a very bizarre place, a company town in very many ways, and people are impacted. And then somebody like you who knows the right folks and listens to the right folks, you're going to get all of that. Well, I guess one of the questions I would have then, is it possible to right this ship, or are people looking at this and saying, forget about it, it's done?
No, it's not too late. And by the way, I wish I could tell you so much more that happened in meetings that I can't talk about. You know what I mean? I wish I could tell your listeners everything, but I mean, I told you as much as I could, let's put it that way. But yeah, but I do not think it's too late at all. And you know, the first time around 2017, you know, it did get better, you know, as time went on, but it took a lot of fighting. And I think that fighting needs to come back now. And so people need to get kind of riled up. You know, people need to realize how much is at stake right now. It's really, really, everything's on the line right now.
Man, this is very disconcerting. It really is. I know you're not trying to hide anything just to make it sound like something else, but
no, I'm just telling you the flat out truth, the flat out real story here, but I don't think it's too late, not at all.
All right, how does it play into all of these midterms that everybody is concerned with?
Can that's the thing. Okay, that's the thing. First of all, we've got to fix our elections because they are not fair, they are not honest. And it's shocking the level to which they are manipulated. And the problem with us is when we win one, we get complacent and we think, oh, it must be fixed now. And it's not. Right. It's just that we overcame the margin of cheating one time. And that's all that was. Right. So, but nothing has been fixed. Nothing. Well, I mean, look at Virginia. I mean, look what just happened. You really think things are legit? I don't. You know, and New Jersey was actually a lot worse. I thought New Jersey was just New Jersey's numbers are so beyond the pale. I can't believe anyone with a straight face could believe those are near accurate. So, you know, we've got a massive, massive security breach on our hands in terms of our elections, that there are bad players in the mix, inside the computers, inside the machines, who are manipulating things.
I need to know your sense of something. All of the discussion, allegedly, about redistricting, all of these crazy redistricting efforts, and we're seeing it here in Virginia, where the Democrats are saying they're going to redraw congressional districts first, so we would go from 5 Republicans to 1. Did it all start with Texas, or has this been the game plan for the Democrats all along?
I think it was their game plan all along, and it's just that our own side got moving for once and decided to respond, and you know, which is rare, because I think they realized what was about to happen. So, you know, but the bottom line is, if and when this happens in virtually every state in the country, which it will at some point, it's a losing game for them because, it probably helps us by 1 or 2 seats if you do this across the country, if you do this across the board. So it's a zero-sum game, sort of, you know, it's It's yeah, but I mean, Virginia, I mean, what does Virginia become the next, what, California? I guess so, apparently. I mean, you know, I mean, that's not reasonable.
No. Oh, gosh, no. Well, look, even in my my other beloved Commonwealth of Massachusetts, you know how this goes. You've got 40% of people who vote Republican each and every election, and yet you don't have a single Republican Congress member at all.
Yeah, and, you know, that's what I tell people, because they say, how can you live up there? You know, and I say, look, there's 40% of us, so everybody I know is a decent person. I don't hang out with the 60%, you know? Right. I mean, so we're outnumbered a little bit, but not by that much.
Right.
So, and it's not, and doesn't mean we can't ever win, because we've won plenty of things before. Yeah. But you're absolutely right. And, you know, there's no way to gerrymander New England, because it was gerrymandered long, long. In fact, it was invented in Massachusetts.
Yes.
The concept historically came from Massachusetts. So
That's right.
I mean, you've seen that image of the salamander, you know, that's where that word comes from.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
It's a gerrymander. It was a salamander shaped district of the North Shore, north of Boston.
Yeah. Yep. Well, listen, as I said, another proud moment for the People's Republic. It's crazy.
They don't brag about that. They have this wall of things at Boston Logan Airport where they brag about all the things that came from Massachusetts first, and they don't have that one listed on the board.
No, isn't that great? you know, there's a lot of work going on at Logan. Maybe what's going in Terminal F.
They don't brag. They're not bragging about the corruption on there, you know, the 200-plus years of corruption. Yeah. That's not on there anywhere. Yeah,
but it's in process, Brian. We'll have to they'll have to form a commission, big dig style. You know, you need to.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Figure it out.
Right.
Do me a favor. Let everybody know where they can take.
Gander
at what you are doing.
Yeah, facebook.com/mediaequalizer, one word, Media Equalizer, or Red Wave America.
I love it. Brian, as always, thank you for being here, sir. That is Brian Maloney, the Media Equalizer. Check him out on Facebook. Again, facebook.com/Media Equalizer. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.